see Peter Pan this week, so it was fun. All right, last week I began the series as we're looking at prayer with the acknowledgement that I'm not God. God is God and I'm not. And I made sure you knew that you're not God either, okay? You're not God and we're not God. And we need Him. And I need God. Since I'm not God, I need Him. I need strength for life. I need encouragement in life. I have needs that God can provide. I need God and I'm not God. But what's exciting to find out is I need God and God wants me. That God wants a relationship with me. And in that relationship, I can have fellowship with Him. And so what I've been challenging us to do is to pray. That we need to pray. And it's a challenge because, you know, when I talk about a relationship and then I say the word prayer, prayer sounds intimidating. When I say, let's pray, everybody goes, who's going to lead? Who's going to talk? Yeah. If I say, okay, I'm going to pick someone this morning to pray out loud and I start going like this, you guys are all going to start getting nervous, aren't you? You know, it's not me, please, not me. You know, prayer is, it's worrisome and it's fearful and we hear that word and it puts us on the edge of our chairs. But in order to have a relationship with God, in order to have fellowship with God, we need to pray. We need to talk to God. And so in the midst of this prayer, I've been challenging us, starting this series, that we're going to pray 60 seconds every 60 minutes. Does anybody recognize that sound? Anybody got their timer? Now you need to know this. I walked through Ronald Reagan's library, and I am in the middle of the Oval Office replica in Ronald Reagan's library, and the person I'm with, timer goes beep, 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 beep. We had a good time with this because I know there's at least one other person that was with me this last week that had their timer. And every time it went off, every hour it went off, we paused, and she had her time, I had mine, and the other person, my wife, was going, she's doing both of them, so she got it twice every hour, is what she said. I'm praying you're using that. We get so busy in our lives, we get so consumed with what's going on, that we forget about God, and we forget to pray. And so this morning, I want to kind of, you know, last week I said this is why we do it. This morning, I want to talk about how. Did you wonder as some of you did this, did you wonder, well, what do I do during that 60 seconds? Anybody wonder that? You know, how do I spend that 60 seconds? What am I supposed to do in that 60 seconds? Well, I kind of want to get into that today. I kind of want to delve into, you know, how can I spend that 60 seconds? How can I pray? I want to take some of that fear away when you hear the word prayer. It won't be so intimidating to you. It won't be so fearful for you. And so I want to take that away. So I'm calling the message this morning, Walking in Fellowship with God. And what's interesting is the disciples asked God to teach them to pray. Look what they said here. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. They had sat there and they had heard Jesus pray. In this certain place, at this particular time, they heard Jesus pray and they go, listen, teach us to pray. And I've often wondered why. I mean, you know, would it be fancy words and formal expressions that that Jesus prayed that they go, we want to pray like that because you have fancy words. You know, you have this secret formula and we want that secret formula to pray. I don't think that's what they were praying for. See, I believe what they recognize with Jesus in his prayers is, you know, when Jesus prays, something happens. There's something about Jesus' prayers that's different than ours. See, they were good Jewish men. They knew how to pray. They had practiced prayer most of their lives, if not all of their lives. It was part of their tradition. It was part of who they were as Jews. So when they asked Jesus to pray, there was something different. You know what I think it really was? I think when Jesus prayed, he prayed out of a relationship with God that they could see that they didn't understand. You know, that there was something unique. It wasn't flowery words. It wasn't some formal expression that Jesus had that they wanted to pick up on. But it was something about that relationship with God that they could see. that when Jesus began to teach him to pray, what was the words he said? He said, teach us to pray. And the first words out of Jesus' mouth is, Father, hallowed be your name. There's something about that relationship that called the disciples to pray. And that's what I want us to think about. That's what the 60-60 is all about. It's about a relationship. It's not about learning to pray better and learning to pray more and learning how to pray. This 60-60 for me is learning how to have a personal, intimate relationship with God. That you're walking in fellowship with God. So I'm going to give you three ideas this morning. Three things that you can do to enhance your prayers, that relationship with God. So as you look at your outline, I want to begin with this. I carry on a conversation with God. And what I want to drive home here is that prayer is simply a conversation with God. That in that 60 seconds, all I need to do is talk and listen, just like any other conversation. All right? Does anybody here have a cell phone with Bluetooth? Anybody? Anybody? I don't see very many hands going up. You know, you got that Bluetooth thing you hang in your ear? Looks like you got a big old wart. Yeah. You got that thing hanging in your ear. And I'm sitting there watching people talk, and I think they're talking to me. Anybody been in that boat? Yeah. Yeah. They got that thing, and they're talking, you know. Well, that's what he's talking about. See, that's what I think prayer should be. Prayer is prayer when well, look at this verse here. Be joyful always, and circle these words, prayer continually. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We have this image of prayer. Is prayer, do I have to close my eyes, bow my head, fold my hands, and then I can pray? You got this situation, these circumstances, these things that you do, so you can pray. Well, how do you do that continually? What does it mean when it says pray continually? Yeah. I think it's literally saying, if you're asking me, and when I'm looking at the scripture here, I think it's talking like you have a Bluetooth thing and you're hanging in your ear and you're talking to God. Yeah. You're walking around in a conversation with God. That's it. No flowery words, no formal expression. You're just talking to God. Like God is walking right beside you, like you're sitting right next to God, like you're just there in a conversation. You talk, you listen. You speak, you listen. That's what I see this saying here. We get this image that I got to bow my head, close my eyes, and then I can pray. And this pray continue, I have an image like this, that I'm just walking around and I don't say, God, it's Gary again. Yeah. I just, you know, hey, God, this is what's going on, and I need some help right now. Hey, God, thank you for this. Hey, God, I need some strength. See, I think prayer is just continually walking in a conversation. It's like you got that Bluetooth hanging in your ear, and you're just walking around talking to God, and you're in a conversation. That's what I really see here, and I want to challenge us. I know for me, I'm sure, you know, I walk around town, and I walk a couple of miles, been trying to walk a couple of miles, haven't done it lately. And I'm sure some people think Gary's crazy because he's talking to himself. You know, you're walking around, and nobody's with me, nobody's hanging around, my mouth's moving, and it's like, who in the world? That guy must be crazy. That's that crazy preacher, you know? Yeah, I'm sure, because I'm just talking with God. You know what? I don't end with some formula. Oh, Jesus Christ, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't end like, I mean, it's like I don't even end. I just keep talking. It's like next time it's like an open-end phone conversation. It's like you never hang up. Yeah. You get up in the morning, you say, hello, God, we're on the line today. Let's go. That's what I think this means. And that's what that 60-second thing for me is. It's not like, well, the thing went off, now I got to pray. Yeah. It's like, hey, God, yeah, I remember now. I remember you, God, today. I'm running around. It's hectic. Things are going on. And God, I just got so busy. Yeah. See, I believe some of us in the past, without this, does anybody, are you guys using your timers? Anybody? Nobody's hands going up. Yeah, I got one. I got two. Yeah. I'm going to challenge. I got three. I got four. Yeah. Boy, I'm not doing very good. You got to take this and you got to, because I think we get so busy. You know, I'm walking around Disneyland with my timer. And it was funny, when the timer went off, we're looking at one another going, is it mine or yours? You know? We didn't, I mean, it's like, whose is it? And so I just want to challenge you. Will you take 60 seconds every 60 minutes? Just carry on a conversation. And spend some time conversing with him. And just spend some time talking with him. Not in this formal expression, not trying to accomplish anything. Just simply saying, God, I need to. You know, if you didn't get a timer, I want to assure you, if you don't have a timer, we're going to give them out again, because some of you weren't here last week. Teach you not to be here. Yeah. Make sure you get a timer. I want you to take this timer, set it for a minute. What's so easy? You set it for 60 minutes, and when it goes off, all you can do is push stop and stop again, and it goes back to 60, and you're ready to go. And it just reminds us. Because I know there have been times, I know in my life, and days in my life where I've just been running, and I've gone a couple of hours without even thinking about God. Anybody else? You know, you just get busy and things go on. When the beeper goes off, it's like, oh yeah, it's God. Yeah. Yeah, time to think about God. You know, so I just want to encourage you continually. It's not about some formula. It's not about some flowery words. I've had people that I think pray real flowery words. I like to hear some people pray. You know that? I remember a guy named Ward Elsie in our church years ago. Some of them remember Ward Elsie. He moved on and has since passed away. He could pray some beautiful prayers. It really was. But you know what? It's not about the beautiful prayers or the flowery words that God wants to hear. You want to know what God wants to hear? God wants to hear your heart. All right? That's what God wants. You don't even have to talk out loud. You know, like I say, some people think this guy's crazy walking down the street talking to himself. Sometimes I don't say it out loud. I'm talking in my heart. Anybody ever talk in your heart? You ever speak to God in your heart, in your mind? See, that's the 60 seconds I want to challenge you with. Yeah. Spend some time continually praying with God. Continually talking with God. But that means listening. All right? But that's not the only way. That's one way to spend your time in prayer. There's another way that I think you need to listen to. As you look at your outline, I want to put it this way. Look at what it says. I humble myself in prayer. Somebody's just going off. I mentioned earlier, and we talked about it, that you don't need to close your hands, you don't need to close your eyes, you don't need to bow your head. But I want to tell you this. All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you. You don't need to bow your head, close your eyes, fold your hands to pray. But there are times when you need to humble yourself. There are times, now listen, there are times when you need to stop everything, shut down everything, and you need to pray and tune in to God. You know, there are times to walk around in a continual relationship with God, that Bluetooth thing from God hanging in your ear, talking with God. But there's also some times when you need to shut down, sit down, close your eyes, bow your head. If you want to fold your hands together, whatever, and spend some time with God. There are times we need to do that. Listen what the scripture says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. If my people are called by my name will humble themselves. Here's what I want to say. Listen, you need to shut your TV off. You need to turn the telephone off. You need to let the paper sit down. You need to lay your cell phone down. You need to turn the computer off. You need to just tune in to God. There are times when you need to shut everything down, turn everything off, and listen and speak to God. There are times we need to do that. All right? I want to make sure I emphasize this. We get busy. We don't think we have time. You need to make time. Maybe one of those 60 seconds is a time you need to shut everything off. Tune everything out. And just speak and listen to God. I don't think, and I read God's word, and I see this passage right here, we need that continually prayer with God. We read that passage earlier. We need that. But we also need a shutdown time. A time that full attention, total attention, is focused on God and prayer. You need to do that. See, that's part of what we need to do. We get so busy. Now, we like it. Has anybody ever seen the little prayers kids do? They kneel next to their bed and they begin to pray. You know, if I die tonight, I pray the Lord. I don't want to teach a kid that prayer. Take my soul. You know, it's like, I don't want to die tonight. You know? But he's bowed. He's humbled himself. And we think that's cute, don't you? I think God thinks it's cute when we bow and humble ourselves in his presence. See, I think God thinks it's wonderful when we tune everything out and tune into him. See, we need to set that time aside. You need to have time. It might be when you go to bed. You need to kneel before God. I don't think you have to kneel. Some of us are getting old and we can't get on our knees anymore. You know? Maybe you sit in a chair. Maybe you lay in a bed. You know what's funny to me? Maybe I shouldn't use the word funny. Maybe peculiar or it's interesting. Let's say the word interesting. We watch on TV this group of believers of, And we watch them face a certain direction, lay their mats down, and lay down before God. And we look at that like they're weird. But you want to know something? I think there's something to that. There's something about humbling yourself in the presence of God. Now, how they do it, I have a problem with, all right? I'm going to tell you that, all right? I'm not going to buy into all that, but I want to tell you, there is something about humbling yourself in the presence of God that touches your heart, that not only speaks to God, it speaks to you. And I just want to encourage you that there are times when you need to shut down and tune in to God. You need to shut everything off. You need to turn everything off. I mean, turn the cell phone off. You don't want it going off. I remember when I was just became a Christian and was growing in Christ and going to church and involved in all the things. I'd always pray before I go to bed, and I'd pray when I get up. And I had a timer, so my TV was my alarm clock. And so I woke up early one morning, I'm praying, and the TV comes on right in the middle of my prayer. And it's like, okay. So I thought that was the devil. That's just Gary. We need to have that time. And what was interesting, I want to make sure you go a step further. And sometimes this humble place, I'll tell you what I do. I drive sometimes down Hammett Road, go over the overpass. And there's a little circle at the end of Perrone Road. Anybody know what I'm talking about over here at the end of Perrone Road? And there's a bridge going across to Ripon. I've walked out on that bridge and spent time praying. Just, God, I'm tuning everything out. I'm shutting everything down. I'm getting away from everything that's going to distract me. I'm getting away from everything that might call my attention. And God, I'm just going to walk in fellowship with you, and I'm going to walk out on this bridge, and I'm just going to spend some time praying and talking with God. And I've walked that trail that winds around by the fence and walks out across that bridge. You need to know I've never walked across into Ripon. Just haven't done it. But I've been on that bridge praying. There are times you need to do that. You need to have a place where you can shut down and just you and God spend time together. Does that make sense? Maybe one of these 60 seconds in the midst of your day, in the midst of running around, maybe you're continually talking with God. But maybe one of those times you just need to stop. Turn your attention fully, totally, focused on God. Turn the phone off. Turn the TV off. Turn the computer off. Put the books down and just listen and speak to God. That's what I call humble. That's what I say when I see the word humble. It's just God, it's you and I right here, right now. What do you have to say? And here's where I'm at. And so I want to encourage you, this is how you can do it. See, there are those times just walking around, speaking with God. I'll walk around. The other day I was walking around just all the blessings that God has given me. I was just thinking about all the things that God has been so good. I'm walking around. I got my grandkids around me, my wife, some friends. And it's just, you know, God, you're so good. You know, you're just so good. I didn't know, oh, God, here I am in your presence again. Let's talk about it. No. It was just like, God, you're just so good. Just thank you, God. You know, we need that. And you need to do that. But also you need to say, okay, God, this is time that I really need to hear from you. This morning I was walking around. You need to know I walk around this building. You guys, I tell you all the time, I pray for all of you that are going to be here this morning. Some of you I pray by name, and I pray. I was praying about our building, and I was talking with Dan. I was praying about our building. I always pray about a building. You know, every time I pray about the building, I was telling Dan this. Every time, I don't know about you guys, but I'm frustrated. You know, it's frustrating to me. Dan's working on it. He's working hard. It's looking better. It's looking good. We're getting closer. Isn't that fun to hear? But that's not here yet. And I get frustrated. But you know, every time I can tell you, I was standing just outside the steps right here going out the back of this door. And God, every time I talk to God about it, here's what he says. I've got it under control. You know what I told him? Show me something. I'm serious. I did. I said, God, I know you got it under control, but show me something. Because I'm frustrated. You know, I tune everything out Sunday morning. And I just walk around this building. Matter of fact, this morning, I walked around 3 times. This morning, I got in the blue truck to drive over here, and I'm talking to God. And I'm going, you know, I'm going to tell you guys something. I think today is a beautiful day. You know, some of you might, oh, it's cold and it's damp. But you walk outside. I'm just walk outside, and it's like, oh, it's cool and it's brisk. And God's here, and it's a great day. I'm serious. I walk out. You know, when it's nice and warm, you know what? It's a great day. You know, when it's nice like this, it's a great day. I mean, it's just fun. I'm serious. I walk out to get in the blue truck to drive it over here this morning, and it's like, oh, God, this is beautiful. You know? And I just sat in the truck. I pulled over here, and I just sat in the truck talking with God. But then I had that time when I tune everything out and I just start walking around. How do you spend your 60 seconds every 60 minutes? What are you doing with it? I challenge you. Just 60 seconds every 60 minutes, will you remember God? And that's hard. You got work to deal with and all those kind of things. But just think what kind of witness that can be. You're at work and your buzzer goes off. What in the world is going on? Well, I'm in this challenge at church to pray every 60 minutes, at least 60 seconds. That's a witness, folks. You know? And I challenge you there. But I want to tell you, there's one more step I want you to take here. You can pray continually. You know, get that Bluetooth thing hanging in your ear from God. You know? You can pray humbly. But also, I want you to pray with others. If you look at your outline, I put it this way. I join others in my prayer. I join others in my prayer. There is strength in numbers. There's encouragement. There's help. There's something about praying with others. Look what the scripture says. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. There's something about gathering together and praying with others. And I want to encourage you during that 60 seconds, every 60 minutes, pray with somebody. You know, pray continually, pray humbly, but then pray with somebody. Say, hey, let's pray together this time. Let's talk to God together. What are you praying about? Let's pray for each other's needs. Let's pray for each other's strength. Let's pray for encouragement for one another. And pray with one another. We need to do that. Now, this is really the frightening part of prayer. Like I said, if I was to stand here this morning and say, all right, I'm going to pick someone to lead us in prayer. Here we go. All you guys would be so nervous. You guys would be praying, but you'd be praying this. Don't pick me. Don't pick me. Don't pick me. Am I right? Now, come on. I mean, you know, when I say I'm just going to pick somebody to pray, we would be doing that. So when you talk about praying with others, it is intimidating. It can be fearful. It can be frightening. It can be wearisome. But it doesn't have to be. It's not flowery words that make a great prayer. It's not the formal expression that makes a great prayer. You know what makes a great prayer? I'm going to tell you real simple what makes a great prayer. You want to pray great? Pray what's on your heart. That's it. No flowery words, no formal expression. God, my heart says, duh. And pray it. We need to join others in prayer. And I want to encourage you, there's a prayer meeting every Sunday morning at 8:30 here at the church. And maybe you need to join that and gather with other Christians and gather with others and spend time praying with others in a longer setting than just 60 seconds every 60 minutes. But I want to encourage you, during one of these 60 seconds, join with others. That's a challenge. During the next 6 weeks, we got 7 weeks to do this. You got six more weeks. Find someone to pray with. Find someone that you're willing to spend time with. And I want to tell you, you don't have to pray out loud. It's like, okay, you pray and I'll pray. Pray in our hearts quietly. All right, that's okay. You know, that might be where you start, but as you move along, I want to encourage you, pray out loud. Say, I want to pray. I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing more powerful than to hear somebody say your name when they're praying. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing more powerful than to know that somebody's praying for you. They lay their arm on your shoulder, and they're saying, I'm praying for so-and-so. That is powerful to know somebody's praying for you. Praying out loud. And so don't just pray underneath your breath, but you can do that. And I encourage you to do that. But also pray out loud. See, one of the things, I don't know about you, but one of the things, anybody ever do this? You start praying in your mind, you get sidetracked. You know, you're going down the list, you're praying things, and you get sidetracked. Off here you go. You don't even, and it's like, oh man, I forgot. Let's get back to praying. Yeah. When you pray out loud, you won't get sidetracked, okay? I'm serious. You're praying out loud. You know, oh man, I got to go do this. Well, you said it out loud. So pray out loud. Even when you're by yourself, pray out loud. When you're in a group, pray out loud. It's not those flowery words and formal expressions that's going to make it great. Just pray what's on your heart. What has God laid upon your mind? What has God laid upon your heart? I prayed some tough things this morning. It's like, God, I don't want to pray that, but I did. I was sharing with that with somebody earlier. I didn't want to pray that. That's not my idea. I want things easy. And God was saying, pray for some tough things to happen to somebody. Do you know that? God told me to pray for some tough things to happen to somebody. It's like, God, I don't want to pray that. Well, God, if that's what you want, then do it. Yeah. Just pray what's on your heart. Take it before God. See, this is all God asks. And so I want to challenge you, what are you going to do in those 60 seconds? And will you do it? Will you take 60 seconds every 60 minutes? Will you just take one of those minutes and pray? It may be just something you just continue to do. It's just continually in your life. You're walking around, you're sitting around, you're driving around. Please don't close your eyes and bow your head when you're driving. Yeah. That wherever it's at, you just continually talk to God. There's those times when you need to stop. I'm going to tell you, shut it down. We need that. We live lives that is consumed with everything. I know I do. I mean, you know, now I got my iPhone. I can check my email. I'm sitting around. We're sitting around eating. I'm checking my email, talking and visiting, you know. And you know, we're driving the car. I'm following the road. Hey, there's a red line. We don't want to go that road. Let's take this road. You know, it's giving me traffic reports. We get so consumed with all these things that we don't have time for God. Shut it down. Turn it off. Lay it aside. No text messaging, okay? You know? No answering voicemails. No Facebook. Shut it down and pray. And spend some time. That's humbling ourselves with God. It's like, God, you're the most important thing in my life right now. That's what you're saying when you do that. That's humble. And then find someone you can pray with. I want to encourage you during those next 6 weeks. Find someone that you can pray with. It might be you pick up the phone and say, hey, my buzzer went off. Let's pray real quick over the phone. Can you do that? Can you pray over the phone? Yes, you can. You know? And you might have a friend that you pray over the phone with. 60 seconds every 60 minutes. See, can we do it? Continually, humbly, and praying with others every 60 seconds. every 60 minutes. And that's a challenge. And I want to encourage you to do it. And I'm going to challenge you to do it. It's not a formula. It's not some formal words. You know, I don't ask my kids. When my kids come to me, here's what I demand. You need to know. This is how I expect my children to come to me. Gary the Great, we come into your presence, a wonderful provider for while I was a child. We come into your presence with these needs. Can you please help me? That's how I want my children to come, right? Come on, isn't that what you want, parents? I demand them, Gary the Great. You know, I do. I'll tickle my kids. I take my grandkids now. The kids are too big, but I tickle the kids and make them call me Gary the Great. When you call Gary the Great, I'll let you go. You know, I don't demand that. You know, it's not like, well, if you're going to come and ask, make sure you come when you call me Gary the Great, the awesome father, the wonderful one, the great provider for all my needs, then I will answer you, daughter or son. Yeah. You guys think that's funny, and I do too. Why do we feel we have to go to God with terms like that? Why do I feel I got to, oh God, it's Gary again, you're the wonderful, mighty God. Now, there are times I need to do that. But I don't have to do it every time. You know what? God knows he's my provider because I'm in trouble without him. I give him, the best way to tell him he's great is to give him thanks in your prayer. You know, that's the best way to tell him, you know, God, you're great, thank you. Yeah. See, it's not this formula and it's not all these fancy words that we have to have. It's just pausing in the midst of that hour and saying, God, you're God, I'm not. I'm glad you want me because I need you. And I'm going to have fellowship with you. That's all it is, and that's walking in fellowship with God. And I want to challenge you there. Look at this last scripture I have here. And when you pray, okay, now this is Jesus teaching again. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on street corners to be seen by men. Everybody watch. Shh, listen. I'm going to pray now. Everybody listen. I got everybody's attention? All right, watch me pray. You guys think I'm crazy, wouldn't you? Well, that's what some people are doing. That's not what God is after. God's not after you being an attention getter and drawing everybody in. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. That reward nowadays would be, boy, that guy's a jerk. That would be his reward. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father. Relationship. That's what I thought caught the disciples' attention. I really believe what caught their attention when Jesus prayed wasn't he had flowery words or he had some fancy expressions. It was Jesus simply had a relationship with God that says, hey, there's something going on here that I want to be a part of. You ever notice somebody who prays that seems to have a special relationship with God? You ever seen that? And it's just something that, it's just, hey man, there's something there. That's what I think. That's when I see that word Father, that's what I think about. That intimate relationship, that close relationship. It's God and me and I and we're all together on one page. It says goes into his closet saying you find that private place. It's not a showy thing to do. When you pray, Father, who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Let's go to the next. And when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans. It's not about how many words you use. We used to joke at college when I was in seminary. You know, anybody been gone to college, you had to type your papers. We'd always joke the way the papers were graded at school is the teacher would take the papers and hold them up at the staircase and he would throw them. And the biggest ones go the furthest. So the one on the highest steps gets the A and the one down the steps get lower grades. So is that how God grades our prayers? The one with more words and fancier words gets better answers to prayer? That's what they thought. And when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans. If I just keep talking, God will finally get it. I don't think that's what he's talking about here. It's just, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. You know what? I got news for you. When you go to God with a need, it's not a surprise. It's not oh God, I got this new information for you. God's going to go, oh man, I didn't see that. Yeah. It's not going to happen. You're not telling me. But what it is saying is this: God, I know you're my provider. It's like when I open the door for somebody when I'm going in and out of a building. You know what I want to hear? Thank you. I appreciate that. That's kind of what God wants to hear when he's blessing us and he's doing things. When we ask for it, it's kind of like saying, God, I know who you are, and you're the one that's going to give it to me. You're just acknowledging who God is. See, and that's the challenge. It's not flowery words, special expressions, and unique things you do. It's not standing up so everybody can see you. It's not having this thing that everybody admires your prayers. It's simply what's on your heart. Continually walking like God is walking right beside you, and you're talking to him. You're sitting down and you're talking to him. I'll be sitting at my computer typing things, and I'll stop, and it's like, okay, God, I'll just start talking to God. Right? You know, it's like, okay, something came to my head, and I need to stop. Now, that's not humble yet. Humble is when I turn everything off. That's just continually praying. But then there's times when everything shuts down. Maybe I go to a special place. I want to encourage you, find a special place. Find a place where you know you can go, and every time you go there, you know God's going to be there because you've said that's where God, I'm going to meet God. And that's good. If you can get on your knees, get on your knees. If you want to lay before God, you want to lay in bed, you want to sit in a chair, whatever. But you shut everything down, and you humble yourself, and you pray. And then find those times when you get somebody that you can pray with and you say, will you join me in this prayer? I have this need, or I have this burden, or I have this question. Will you pray for me? Will you pray for this? And I challenge you, how will you spend those 60 seconds? And will you do it? At the bottom of the page, I put it real simple like this. If you look at your outline, I am walking in fellowship with God. Are you? I'm not saying, well, I know God. I know God too. I always knew God. I always knew who God was. I had no doubt. I always believed there was a God. I always believed the Bible was God's word. I always knew who God was. It wasn't until I was 17 that I made a decision to walk with him. That at 17, it was like, you know what? There's something more than just knowing God. There's something about walking with God. And that's what the 60-60 is all about. And I want to challenge you, will you? Will you spend 60 seconds every 60 minutes with God? Walking. It might be just a conversation as you walk down the street. It might be a humble time when you shut everything down and you spend it with him. And it might be a time when you tune in with somebody else, either personally or on the phone, and you spend some time praying. But will you walk in fellowship with God? Let's pray.